Can we start with some of Dr. Walter's statements? At first glance, what do you think about the claims that he makes about older mothers?
Many older mothers are just mothers by accident. They didn't have a lot of choice. Or if they have had choice, it's about society changing the role of women. The fact is, women just don't marry when they're 18 and get pregnant on the honeymoon anymore. They go to university, they create jobs, careers, they contribute in the most meaningful way to the community in terms of their skills and as taxpayers. And that does come at a price because childbearing gets delayed while they make these contributions to the community. And, you know, part of the role of medicine in modern society is to respond to changes in society. You know, we've gone on from just fighting the Black Plague or making sure that the water supply is clean, and now we have a whole lot of different social issues that we need to deal with, such as an older population. And that's why specialties like geriatrics have grown up, why different surgical techniques have evolved, and why reproductive medicine is now more complex, because women are making this meaningful contribution.
Certainly the medical risks are well documented. What do you see as the most common complications in older women's pregnancies?
Well, the common complications are basically those of diabetes and high blood pressure. And they're actually important complications. The thing is, though, there's a lot of data about older mothers, and there's no doubt that they do have more medical risks. But also there is good data to show that we have competent obstetric management by good specialist teams, that in fact the outcomes are very good. And so basically what we do is this is a new challenge that society has thrown up as society has changed and medicine is responding to it. That's our job. It's our job to help these people, not whinge about it.
And what benefits do you see with older mothers?
Well, first of all, these patients have made a significant contribution to the community. They've been taxpayers for 10 or 15 years. You know, they've really earned their pregnancies. The second thing is that they're more mature. They're often in a more stable financial situation and they can provide in a better way for their children. So there, in fact, there are a lot of advantages to women reproducing in a slightly older age group.
And specifically, the term selfish has been used here. What do you see motivating women to delay having children? Is it selfishly motivated?
I don't think so. I mean, it's really not so much selfish. I think there's a great expectation now by society that women will play their role. I mean, you know, the days where they'd marry and the guy would say, well, look, no wife of mine is ever going to work. Now women are expected to be out there in the workforce contributing to paying off the mortgage, contributing to the trips and running a home. And you know, it's a very complex and very meaningful contribution that's made. But there are prices to be paid for it. You know, we do try to tell women, look, if you're in a position to, do try to reproduce earlier. If you get into your late 30s, you're more likely to have more trouble. You're more likely to need IVF. You're more likely